financial issues are definitely something that affect most everybody from time to time, and there are many so-called experts that have created cottage industries telling people how to manage their finances, how to get out of debt and put money away. But today we're going to turn to the field of psychology to see what advice or answers that we might find there.
Yeah, and first off, I should say, I am not one of those financial experts that's going to sell you a new way to make a fortune, Holm. But seriously, you know, you should always look to a certified financial planner or fiduciary to get advice. I want to talk more about the psychology underlying savings and why, for many of us, it can be so difficult. And really, it comes back to a simple study that was done many years ago by the late Walter Mischel looking at marshmallows. So a simple question, we may have heard this one before, but would you like one marshmallow now? Or if you wait, I'm going to go do something else. I'll come back in a few minutes. I'll give you two.
I think I already know where this is going. I'm just guessing. Let me guess. The children who thought it would be best to wait and get two end up being better with money later in life.
Well, there are some studies that look at that, yes. But the good news is that it's not a fixed rate. You know, when this study came out, some people thought about it that way, that some folks are destined to have lots of marshmallows and some of us are going to eat the little ones as we go and never do anything different. And I think what's exciting is the field of psychology, and in particular behavioral psychology, has, you know, identified ways that we can help train or build this idea of self-control, right? The ability to wait for a larger later reward instead of going immediately for that sooner or smaller, you know, reward right in front of you. And it's tough. And it turns out, like, this is not an easy thing for humans to do. Or we're sort of neurologically and evolutionarily wired to be sensitive to immediate rewards. That's how we learn best. That's sort of our default state. So it takes effort to be able to sort of delay gratification, be sensitive to things longer on down the road. And so really, you know, savings and that sort of picture, we can think about the same way, that we want to practice self-control like a muscle, like an exercise, helping us keep our focus maybe more in the future than the immediate thing right now. So, you know, if I asked you a question like, would you like a candy bar today or $30,000 30 years from now, what would you pick?
Well, I'd pick the $30,000 30 years from now, but I'm not a child, so.
Right. I'd like to think I'd pick the same. Maybe it depends on the candy bar. But that actually is the math. You know, one of the things we know on the math side is that savings is not just the money you put away, but this, you know, compound interest, the idea that you earn money not just on what you put in, but on the money you make along the way, really can compound savings over time. So a person saving just a dollar a day, $365 a year, putting that money in the stock market on average would end up with about $30,000 30 years in the future. And so if you think about it, giving up one, you know, a candy bar, a dollar, and, you know, even folks of, you know, regardless of financial position, might find a way to squeeze that dollar out, suddenly that becomes a possibility to save later on. But psychologically, we have a lot working against us, right? And so one is that 30 years away, 10, 20, 30 years is a long way away. And the candy bar is right there in front of us. And so some of it then is by what we can do to help is by making savings visible. You know, and, you know, make it a way so we're tracking each month or that we can see our money growing. Some apps and tech startups now are kind of helping with this, providing ways that you can see yourself making your financial goals. So being able to declare that, you know, even if you're starting with a dollar a day, even if that's too much, 50 cents a day, a quarter a day, right? Wherever you're starting, finding a way to kind of see and track that progress and practice the discipline of putting that amount away each day no matter what. Right. Another thing you can do that often helps is by making it automatic. You know, we have lots of technology through direct deposit or moving money around differently that you can make it so that you don't have to effortlessly save. The saving happens before you even get control of your money. Right. So that's another way to set up success. Don't make it easy. You know, make it easy to save. Make it difficult to say, no, this month I want to spend that on that candy bar. I better go move some money around so I can get the candy bar, right? That makes it, if it's more effortful to spend quickly, it makes it more likely you can save and be successful over time. And at the heart of these sort of principles is the idea of building a habit. We know that if you engage in a behavior repetitively, you're more likely to keep that behavior up over time. And what's exciting, too, is if you start early, even if you're not in a financial position where you're ready to become a millionaire, if you start with a quarter, 50 cents or a dollar a day, then if you find yourself in a position where you can save more, you've already built the habit of doing it. And I think that's one of the main keys to kind of overcoming the mindset where that sooner, smaller thing in front of us is what we want to buy right away.
A lot of what you're describing sounds like what you might say to someone who is having difficulty staying on a weight loss plan.
Well, exactly. This is the heart of behavior change. You know, while it's finances or weight loss or quitting smoking or whatever your goal might be, the psychology underlying it in some ways stays the same, right? We know that change is difficult and that sustaining change over time, it's easy to focus on the big outcomes, right? I want to be a millionaire. I want that $30,000. But, you know, a millionaire or $30,000, that doesn't come, you know, that isn't one decision. It's a series of small, often daily decisions that lead to that point over time. So starting with those small behaviors every day, saving a dollar every day. And hey, if you get up to about $35 a day saved in 30 years, you could be looking at being a millionaire, right? But it starts at $35, not with a million in the bank. And so I think that's one of the key pieces. And the other side of this, too, is just watching that urge to spend immediately, right? A lot of times we have situations that feel like financial emergencies. Your phone breaks, your car has a problem. You know, there's this sense of like the thing to do is I just have to get this new thing to get on with my life, right? Or, you know, sometimes the financial emergency is you see something on TV or on the internet, you're like, I really want that, right? And one thing that we know from decision-making and literature is that if you slow down a bit, even just sleeping on and waiting a day, you're often in a much better position to decide, what is it, do you really need this? Does this fit with your goals? Or is this, you know, is this something that, you know, maybe you can let go or wait a little while on? So sometimes just a simple decision rule like always wait at least a day before making any big purchase can help you really think through how does it fit in the big picture.
Because technology works against us in this respect, right? Because 48 hours from now, you can have anything that you want by making one click.
Absolutely, right. Yeah, one click or now with the voice ordered or other sorts of pieces. So it's easy to get things immediately. And again, it's really difficult to save away. And so, you know, sometimes I think financial planning or this sort of thing is we think about it as all, you know, it's terrible, there's no fun, you never have any joy, and I don't think that's it either. I think it can be the case, and folks who are good savers can also be folks who, you know, treat themselves, buy something nice, go on vacation. All those things are possible too, but I think it's, you know, kind of where is the decision? Are you actively involved in making a decision, or is it just happening automatically without you even noticing? Because, yeah, it's really easy to spend lots of money without even really seeing it happening until you're already on the other side of it. So just slowing down a little bit, even as simple as that 24-hour rule, can really help you check how does this fit within your plan, your goals, and empower you to make the best decisions and hopefully empower you to kind of build those saving habits and end up being able to, you know, have lots of money to spend later on in life.